Odyssey. I love saying that. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
The Best Is Yet to Come series was a milestone for Odyssey in so many ways. That's why we've dedicated several recent podcasts to talking about it.
But there's still more to discuss. Our listeners had questions about this four-part adventure and a few other goings-on in Odyssey.
So it's time for a Q&A with the writers and producers responsible for these shows. Take it away, team.
Hi, everyone. Here we are with another round of questions. And here in the studio with me, I've got showrunner Marshall Younger.
Hey.
Executive producer Dave Arnold.
Hello, and Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. And writer-director Kathy Buchanan.
Hello.
And on the line, we've got writer-director, co-creator Phil Lawler.
Hello there. Merry Christmas.
And we've got a ton of questions, many of them, most of them even, about The Best Is Yet to Come. This episode generated, naturally, a lot of questions. So let me ask one here that we got a lot. This one isn't an audio question. We got this one by email, but it's from Lisa. And she says, I love The Best Is Yet to Come. It's the best Odyssey so far. Townsend's performance as Eugene and the technology behind it was amazing, and the ending made me cry. But I don't understand. If you have this way to bring Eugene back, why not let Eugene stay in Odyssey?
Yeah.
That's a good question, Lisa. Yeah. Very good question. And I appreciate you asking it because I'm sure a lot of people out in the audience are wondering the same thing. What's the point in getting rid of Eugene? For us personally, there's a lot of reasons, actually. The first is that technology is a good Band-Aid sometimes, but it's not the best way of doing anything creative. The truth of the matter is Will Ryan was Eugene. There's nobody else that can perform that as well as Will did because he created the character in terms of its idiosyncrasies and bringing the lines alive. Townsend Coleman, who did the voice for Eugene in those particular episodes, did a fabulous job. Yeah, but it was hard work for him, and it was hard emotionally for everybody. And and the truth of the matter is Eugene's had a long life on the show and a long span, and there wasn't an awful lot more story left for him. It was the perfect timing for all of these things, and instead of keeping the character going, it just felt like the perfect tribute to a wonderful man who was a wonderful friend and a wonderful actor and did a wonderful job on the show. So we're going to leave it there.
And it's not to say that we won't ever hear from Eugene again. I think if we might have occasion to bring the character and the technology back, if we feel like it's necessary.
Once in a long while.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be very often, let's put it that way.
All right. Well, sort of along those lines, we have Lee from Pennsylvania with this question.
What is the name of the AI technology that was used to create Eugene's voice?
Well, Lee, we can answer that. The name of the company is ReSpeecher, and there we really enjoyed working with them. They were great folks, and interesting fact, they hail from Ukraine, so you can certainly be praying for them and for their families.
We'll be hearing from them, right, in a future podcast?
Yeah, we'll be hearing from them on a future podcast.
Wonderful.
Let's hear from Sylvia from Boone, North Carolina, a question that many people asked.
I was wondering if you are ever going to use the same technology that you used with Eugene to bring old Odyssey characters back, like Mandy or Bart Rathbone.
Well, Sylvia, first of all, you have an adorable voice, and it's lovely to hear
clone
from
it.
You. Yeah, we could clone you. Again, we've discussed this a lot in our team, and I'm sure a lot of people do have that question. We really value our actors and their talents and what they bring to it.
Yeah.
Could we do it? Sure, you can do anything probably at this stage of the game, but is it good to do it? Is it helpful? We record in such a way that all of the actors are in the room at the same time, and they play off of each other, and they give each other ideas, and it just elevates their performance. But when you've got to integrate some sort of technology like this, it sort of strips the character down a little bit and doesn't make them quite as much fun. And plus, when you wind up doing these kinds of things, it does get to be incredibly time-consuming and costly, and because you're paying estates and you're paying for the AI service, and you're paying another actor to come in and do it, and it's never quite the same. And I just feel like these actors have given the roles their best. They're dear friends. Yeah. We just want to leave it where it was, and you've got lots of shows that you can listen to from those folks, and that's where we want to leave it, I think.
We wouldn't rule out ever using it again, but it's certainly not something we're going to do on a regular basis.
Right.
Okay, next we have Lane from Clay, Kentucky, with, again, a question that a lot of people had.
I noticed that Bernard Walton was on the album cover. Does that mean he's coming back?
Yes, not only was Bernard on the album cover, he was in the episode.
He was in the show, yeah.
I wonder if this was Lane had asked this question before he listened to the show.
He may have asked it before he heard the show, because we have different audiences. Different people listen in the club versus on the radio versus CD or download.
But everybody has supposedly heard of it now, right? I mean, it's gone through all the whole cycle.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about
CDs.
It now.
Not everybody, okay, because we'll have new people that will come in and listen.
Yeah.
There's a new listener born every day.
The cycle has gone, has completed, right?
Yes. So, okay. It's gone through club, CD, download, and the radio. So people have had the opportunity to hear it wherever they listen. Mm-hmm. But again, a lot of people ask, well, where did you get Bernard's voice? And many of them guessed that we used Respeecher for Bernard, but we did not use Respeecher for Bernard.
No, we did not. No.
That's actually Dave Madden.
That is Dave Madden. So even though he passed away in 2014, these were original lines from Dave. And where we got those was there was a show recorded way back in 2006 where we thought at that point we'd have to say goodbye to Eugene.
2006 is way back for you, but it's not that far ago for me.
Well, I'm thinking of our listeners.
Oh, yes, it is.
17 years, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, well, at this stage of the game, time goes by a lot faster.
But back in 2006, we thought we'd have to say goodbye to Eugene then. And we actually recorded a whole episode saying goodbye to Eugene. And one of the scenes in there was Bernard writing a goodbye poem for Eugene. Now, we didn't end up using that episode because, thankfully, we didn't have to say goodbye to Eugene at that point. But we still had this poem from Bernard that was sitting there for 17 years from way back when.
Who wrote the poem?
Kathy Buchanan wrote the poem.
I did not.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Really?
Yes,
it
you
was
wrote
really
it.
Good.
I was back when you were really good. It was way back when you were actually a decent writer.
Decent writer back then.
No, Marshall and I wrote the episode, but you wrote the poem.
Oh, well.
So we handed that over to him.
Kathy.
Kathy, we're not poets. We need you.
Marshall, you have written, that is not true. You wrote one of the best poems I have ever had in my I Like Pants. That's one of the best poems ever.
It was so touching.
Emily Dickinson has nothing on I Like Pants.
Exactly.
So anyway, we wrote this episode that said goodbye to Eugene, had this poem from Bernard. We hadn't used it, and we figured, well, if we're ever going to find a place for it, this is the perfect place. And so that the Bernard lines in there anyway are from that recording back in 2006. Everyone else's lines were re-recorded, but those Bernard lines are actually Dave Madden, and this will probably be his final performance on Adventures in Odyssey. Mm-hmm. So these episodes were not only goodbye to Will, but they were also, in a small way, a goodbye
to Dave.
That was another lovely, lovely thing that happened too, because those two characters were always at odds with each other, and they had that wonderful road trip that they did when Whit left, and so it was just nice to bring them back and have them have one last moment together,
one more chance to needle each other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
As far as the character of Bernard, Bernard is still in Odyssey. We're not going to hear him on the show on a regular basis. This is not Bernard's return to the audio show. But you can still catch up on Bernard now and then in the comic strip and elsewhere in Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up we have Lilia from Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
So you had to make a change for Eugene that made it so he didn't have to be on the show as much. But why did you choose to have the whole Munster family move, since this affects Buck and Katrina also?
Good question.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yes. Thank you, Lilia. So there was a lot of consideration and discussion between all of us writers trying to figure out what to do with the Meltzner family. We knew Eugene would have to move on. We couldn't just have him in town and not hear from him. Mm-hmm. And he deserved a good goodbye. But we love his family. We love Katrina and Buck. And Buck in particular is a very popular character. And mm-hmm. so we were like, oh, we don't really want to lose them either. But they're a new family, and it wouldn't make sense for Eugene to leave without them.
Yeah.
And so we decided that they would all leave together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So continuing on with a few questions about Eugene leaving, here is Ben from Jacksonville, Florida.
Why didn't we hear Wooten in Eugene's goodbye party?
Why didn't we hear Wooten?
Well, Wooten was at the party.
Yeah,
the whole town was at the party because Eugene was a popular character, and he was also a popular person around town.
As far as the behind the scenes perspective on this, we had this four parter, and there was so much that happened in this four part. And we did have Wooten in the show, but
which is why he's on the album cover.
Yeah, exactly right. We just didn't have room to fit what Wooten would be doing and how he would relate to Eugene and all of that. So we just had to cut that part out.
Because we don't just have a character show up to say hi.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He has to have something to do in the episode, which would fill up more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Esther from Wichita Falls, Texas.
On cover of album 75, Buck is playing on his phone. The phone case has a male deer on the front, also known as a buck. Is this a coincidence?
You caught that.
Good job, Esther.
Smart one.
Very nice.
That was actually Gary Locke's idea. Gary Locke is our artist mm-hmm. that does all the album covers, and he came up with that, putting the buck on Buck's phone.
Mm-hmm.
So
we talked about taking that off, but we liked it so much.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
And now everybody's going to go look at the album cover.
Yay.
And they're going to buy it.
Because there's a buck on it.
Because Buck has a buck on it.
All right, next up we've got Maggie from Michigan, who asks...
In the episode Gone, Mr. Whitaker writes Eugene a letter, and the last thing that he says is, "The best is yet to come." And then in the newest album, the series is called "The Best is Yet to Come." Is that on purpose? Because Eugene's leaving and then Mr. Whitaker was leaving and gone?
Good question.
Yes. Wow.
So many insightful listeners. That's great.
Good catch.
Yeah, it is a good catch. Yes, that was done. That was a callback. It was called a callback, and that's exactly what it was. That since Whit had written that to Eugene back then, we decided to name the album that. Actually, that album title, the idea for the album title came from Jesse Kellum.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We were trying to figure out what to call it, and people were tossing out ideas, and Jesse in his way just kind of slipped in, "How about The Best Is Yet to Come?" And Marshall went, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Let's go on to Alana from Columbus, Ohio.
Who is going to become a Christian next? And I know you probably can't answer that, but I wanted to ask anyway.
She's listened to these podcasts before.
So I can wait, but I did want to know. And I think it's probably going to be either Buck or Jules. So I'm very excited. And by the way, The Best Is Yet to Come was incredible. And I cried. So, thank you guys. Love you.
We love you too.
Thanks, Alana.
Very sweet.
That's very sweet.
So who is going to become a Christian next?
We have a lot of people that are kind of on spiritual journeys right now.
Yeah, we do.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
We do.
Yeah,
it could be so many different people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could be Phil.
we've been praying for Phil.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't hold out hope for that one.
Well, obviously, we can't tell you who's going to become a Christian next, but we do know.
Mm-hmm.
There are several people that are on significant spiritual journeys right now, and so it'll be interesting to see.
Well, I will say this. We spent a lot of time talking about that at the last writer's meeting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So keep listening. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one's from Marissa with, once again, a question that's on a lot of people's minds.
I was wondering if we would get any more episodes with the Meltzners similar to how we did with the Barclays and Pocanberry Falls.
Mm. That's a good idea.
Well, are we going to hear from the Meltzners in Baltimore?
Yes. Very soon. We've actually already recorded a story with them called Making an Honest Buck that features Buck and Katrina.
Yes.
And
airing on the club pretty soon.
Yeah. In just a few weeks on the club.
So keep listening.
Yeah. So the answer,
because they'll have their own adventures in Baltimore.
Yeah. We will see them periodically.
And as a follow-up to that, we have Lila from Harleysville, Pennsylvania.
Is it true that the Get in the Show winner, Grayson Smith, is going to appear in the next album?
It's possible.
Maybe even more than possible.
It's likely.
Yes. Grayson will be in the episode titled Making an Honest Buck, and he will be playing a friend of Buck's at his new school.
Yeah, so you have to listen for that.
And he did a great job.
He did a very good job. Yeah. Yeah.
And he played the piano for us at the Italian restaurant, which is so fun.
That guy can play the piano. Oh, my goodness, he's amazing. Wow.
Okay, let's hear from Edward from Wycliffe, Ohio.
Yes, let's please.
I'm just wondering, we heard the chairman in Novacom, and we heard the chairman again in 28 hours. Are you planning on using the chairman again for a possible final showdown?
Of course.
So this is really interesting before I answer this question.
Yes.
Is on the last podcast, we had a question, and the questioner was from Ridgeland, Mississippi, which is my first, my boyhood home.
That's
the very first.
I remember talking about that.
Yeah. So Edward is from Wycliffe, Ohio, and that is where my wife, that was her first home.
Wow.
And they're both really small towns, so it's not like this. Yeah. That's just really strange to me. But anyway.
In an awesome kind of way.
Both of the towns that your family is from are stalwart Odyssey fan communities.
So somebody needs to write in from Billings, Montana.
All right. So anyway, so the chairman. Yeah, well, I mean, we kind of set it up in 28 hours that he wasn't done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would
need to resolve his story
at some point.
And it was 20 years, you know, between Novacom and when we last.
We're not going to wait that long again.
We've got some stuff to wrap up about with other characters, but it'll only be 10 years. A chance to,
Okay, let's hear from Josiah from Newton, Massachusetts.
How do you think the gradual shift of having adult actors and actresses playing child characters, the gradual shift to that, how do you think that's changed the storytelling of Odyssey, like comparing the older Odyssey episodes where most of the children were played by kids, but now with characters like Buck and Jules and Maury and Emily, they're all played by adults. How do you think that changes the way that you write scripts and tell stories?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I don't think we've ever had that question before, but... it does change it in some respects because we don't have to replace the actor as much because, you know, as kids are growing up, their voices just change. And so either you've got a very short time for them to be a part of the show or you have to replace them with another voice. Yeah. And sometimes that can be very, very difficult depending on the voice. So the nice thing about that is that we can keep those people in the show much longer and develop their characters and that's a plus. Also, the adult actors they've honed their craft more, and so they can do more things than a child actor who hasn't been in the craft as long. Although we've worked with some remarkable and continue to work with
child actors.
Some remarkable child actors who are very skilled.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it helps in that way, longevity of the characters and trusting certain kinds of lines to the actors, comedic lines, stuff like that, it helps a lot.
Yeah. All right, let's hear from Ian from Anchorage, Alaska.
How old are Jay and Buddy? Because I know they're good friends, but Buddy hangs out with Zoe occasionally, and Jay hangs out with Ryan and Jules and Cooper sometimes. So I was wondering their age range. Thanks a lot. You guys are the best.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Ian. And yes, we do get this question all the time. And
we even ask it ourselves.
Right, yes, exactly. Can they be friends? Wait, that's weird.
We only recently decided some of these things.
Right. Yes, we decided their ages once and for all, at least for right now. And I'm sure everyone will write in and tell us why these are wrong. But we did decide the ages of the characters.
Marshall, can you tell us? Yes, we got in a room and we said, okay, we need to just, because we've been inconsistent with it. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We've been inconsistent. And so, let's just write these down.
Wait, where do these people go to school? On Odyssey? Are you? No way. Come on.
Yes.
Inconsistent?
Tell us.
Well, it's the first time in 36 years that we.
Lucy Cunningham Schultz inconsistent?
So, Marshall, how old are all of the kids in Odyssey?
Okay, so we've got. I'm just going to go through the list. I've got a list here right in front of me, and I'm just going to go through the list. Odyssey Elementary has Wyatt and Camilla, and we're saying they're about 10 each.
Although we never hear from Camilla anymore, really.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But she's still 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got some people at Connellsville too. Yep. Connellsville Elementary School. We've got Miles and Darcy. They're both 8 because they're twins.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so then, they'd be the same age. We have been consistent on that.
Miles is 3 minutes older than Darcy. We've made that very clear. Molly then is 11. So yeah. We've heard from the granddaughter of Pull House. Yeah.
Right.
Odyssey Middle School has Matthew, Maury, and Trey. We're saying that they're about 12.
Okay.
Emily and Susie would be 13.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. 14 would be Andy, Zoe, Buddy, and Olivia.
All right.
So, and then Odyssey High School, we've got Jay and Valerie, who've been the ones we've made the most mistakes with.
In fact,
Jay in this month's club episode is in a show called Naughty or Nice. He's in middle school, whereas this summer in an album and a show called Making Nice, he's clearly in high school.
They're holding
he's actually
back.
In high school, they're but he kind of hangs back. Out at the middle school. I don't know.
My middle and high school were in the same building. I was in a small town. And so
yeah, mine was
there
too.
Were high schoolers and middle schoolers interacting all the time.
Well, there you go. There's the answer. Thank you for clarifying.
And then he also went to Australia on his own.
New Zealand.
So maybe 16 years old, we've got Cooper, Buck, Jules, and Ryan.
I think those have been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all drive now, right? I don't think we've seen them all drive.
They all drive.
We'll just assume.
We've all.
And 17 would be Bridget, because we know she drives.
Yes. And we figure she's a little bit older than these other folks.
Yeah.
So there you have it. There are the ages we've decided, and we'll almost certainly mess them up too.
Yes. And don't ask, please don't ask for the ages of the adults, because you don't want to go there.
Oh my goodness, no. Oh,
Connie's age.
Age, yes. No. All right, last up here, we have Edwin from Elkton, Kentucky.
What can you tell us about next year's projects of maybe albums or club adventures, something like that?
We can tell you we're doing them.
Yeah.
There are more shows coming.
There are plenty more shows coming. Starting very soon with some new episodes on the club from Album 76, the first of which is a three-parter called The Rydell Realizations. And Phil, can you give us a brief preview of The Rydell Realizations?
Maury is going through a change, let's put it that way. Something happens to Maury in this episode. This is a real interesting episode for Maury and his character development. And so he's going to have to face the consequences of some of his past actions. So it's a good episode. And of course, Atticus did a fantastic job as Maury.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And then after that, we've got an episode called Right Notes, Wrong Key. Kathy, can you tell us a brief preview of that one?
Yes. What would not be giving away too much? Jules joins a band. Can I say that?
That was the original title for the show.
Which is not very interesting, but it's how I know it. Yeah, so Jules joins a band, and adventures ensue. And you are going to love the band members. They're great.
They're fun.
Sings in the episode, too. Jules sings. And...
Yeah.
We don't want
somebody
to
else
sings. We don't want to say that.
Somebody else sings.
We're not going to say
else somebody else sings.
Someone else sings, yes.
And finally, to round out the album, we've got Making an Honest Buck, which we've mentioned a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's Buck in Baltimore.
Which was also the name of that.
That was
Buck in Baltimore was the title of that
Baltimore
show.
I make very obvious titles when I'm in process. And that is Buck at school in Baltimore and with a friend and an adventure and a surprise appearance from one of your favorite Odyssey characters.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Officer Burke.
Officer Burke, everybody's favorite. Yeah.
Well, I think we've answered a lot of questions about the past and hopefully given a few previews for the future. So thank you, everybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see
Thanks
you again
questions.
Soon.
This was fun.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Album 75, The Best Is Yet to Come, is available in the club, on CD, or as a digital download right now. And Album 76, Keep It Together, starts releasing in the club very soon. In fact, the Rydell Realizations Part 1 airs tomorrow. Let's hear a little bit of that one.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, Detective Polhouse visits Wit's End.
I need to take Maury down to the station for questioning.
What business could the police have with Maury?
He's the lead suspect in a crime.
Crime?
Cyber theft. You've been accused of stealing a great deal of money online, young man.
Is Maury guilty? What's really going on? Don't miss the next adventure in Odyssey.
That's in the club starting tomorrow.
And that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit the website or join the club at adventuresinodyssey.com or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.